From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Hate crimes have been a growing concern in recent years. The FBI's most recent data for 2018 shows a small dip in Florida, but it follows years of rising numbers of incidents. And hate crimes aren't always easy to prosecute. In Florida, the hate crimes law does not cover everything other states do. WLRN's Madeline Fox talked about that with David Barkey. He works on hate crime legislation at the Anti-Defamation League South Florida office. He helped craft a bill to improve Florida's hate crime law. It was filed earlier this month for the 2020 session.
Could you compare Florida law to other states? How do we rank in terms of how well people are protected under our hate crime laws?
Florida has a pretty good law. But there's some really important deficits that need to be fixed, because in the 21st century, the state of Florida needs to be saying that it's unacceptable for somebody to be targeted for who they are, whether it's their race, religion, gender identity, gender or physical disability. But in Florida, race and religion, those are hate crimes. Physical disability, gender and gender identity, not hate crimes. So if somebody's targeted because they're blind, they're in a wheelchair, that is not a hate crime under Florida law. Gender is not covered under the Florida law. And the last area, which is a very important area, is gender identity. Gender identity is not covered under Florida's law.
You said that sexual orientation is covered under the Florida hate crime law, but that is not true necessarily in all states with hate crime legislation. Florida has rather, especially South Florida, has a fairly long history of a strong LGBTQ community and a strong history there. Do you think that that's led to that protection under the law that some states don't have yet?
Look, LGBTQ politics is a challenge in many legislatures. That amendment was put in 1994. The politics in our state, particularly in Tallahassee, were different. I mean, obviously the fact that you have a large and active LGBTQ community in South Florida, I think that's very important. The bottom line is that in certain states, LGBTQ politics, it's a challenge. This is not the fact that gender identity isn't in the Florida law is not something unique to Florida, but we see it in other states, and we have five states that don't have hate crime laws. There are a lot of reasons why politicians oppose hate crime laws, and one of the reasons I suspect is the politics of putting in the categories of sexual orientation and gender identity.
Do you have a sense of what kinds of crimes tend to be more common here in terms of hate crimes?
There's lots of statistics to look from. The FBI has been gathering hate crime statistics since 1994 with the passage of the Hate Crime Statistics Act. The only caveat is that reporting to the federal government is voluntary. So you get situations where you have significant cities just not reporting or just reporting zero hate crimes. There were 145 hate crimes reported for 2017, reported to the FBI. The breakdown was 70 racial ethnicity ancestry, 43 religion, 32 sexual orientation, and zero in the other categories in which the FBI takes reports, which is disability, gender, and gender identity. That's what law enforcement is being told. But we also know that hate crimes are significantly underreported.
So in this jump that we've seen year over year, do you attribute that to more attention and maybe more crimes being reported, or do you think there is actually an increase in hate crimes in Florida?
Well, there's more hate crimes being reported, so that's a statistic, right? I think the question you're asking is why? Why are we seeing this jump now? I think over the last decade, we've seen a just general incivility in the public and normalization of certain views. Obviously, there's more normalization of divisive and hateful views that we're seeing in this country. But it didn't start in the present time. After the election of President Obama, we saw a spike in hate crimes. I mean, look, we've always had racism in this country. I don't know if we'll ever be able to fully eradicate it, but particularly since the civil rights movement, it was shunned to the fringes of society, right? And what we're seeing now is it's kind of coming out of the fringes, right? And I think a byproduct of that is that we're seeing more hate crime.
You've just heard WLRN's Madeline Fox speaking with David Barkey of the Anti-Defamation League. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.